Yo, 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 it's Fam Friday.
It's good. Ooh. Tuck your shit, tuck your shit. Ease mental notes. Oh, what? Tuck your shit.
Y'all, it's Taylor Eve. Yes, it's your girl Taylor Eve. So today it's definitely special because you know I normally drop shows on Wednesdays, but you know, today I am going to actually be taking topics from off my Facebook that people I know have asked me to talk about. So it's going to be two in particular today. Shout out to my boy Anton. His question was, why are women so hard to understand? Definitely going to talk about that. And then shout out to my sorority sister, Z5D. Cheyenne, Latrice, what's up? She posed the question, why do men want women to have natural hair or go natural, but appreciate more so extensions? And that's definitely a good topic too. Definitely a good topic. So we're definitely going to go ahead and talk about that for sure. And we're not going to just get my perspective today. No. Not at all. We're actually going to have my little boo thing this season. We're going to have him go ahead and give his input on with the male perspective. So it's going to be very good. But of course, first, like, we got to dive into my mental note before we even have that conversation. Whew. Just remember, these are E's mental notes. They're either just based off of what I've been through, you know what I'm saying, what I actually observe. But ultimately, it's my shit, nigga. So I'ma talk my shit, and you can talk your shit. This is what this shit is for, duh. I mean, go to the website. Go to the contact page. Type that shit up. Cause I'll read it. I'll put it on Fan Fridays. How about that? We're gonna call this Fan Fridays. Boom. Why not? Where my lighter at? Okay. So listen. The first one I'm going to really tap into is the whole natural hair thing. One thing's for sure, I've had short hair, had long hair, been bald headed, and I wear weave. And I can definitely say, as when you're natural, as a black woman, you really have to have a lot of self-confidence. Because the compliments don't really come that often. as opposed to when you're done umping your neck and you have extensions in. That's a fact. But why would men front up like, oh yeah, man, I love girls, like you ain't gonna do all of that, woo woo woo. I guess maybe. No. I feel like if a woman wanna do what she wanna do, let her do what she wanna do. But women, you have to understand, have that self-confidence regardless. Period. Be confident to wear no makeup with your natural hair. And don't really expect a compliment from anybody because you already got that about yourself. I mean, you know, it's just ease mental notes. We trapping out in Japan, by the way, because you know, I'll be killing it with this little background music, okay? Well, you know you gotta keep me on track, bruh. And that's really just my viewpoint on it. I mean, honestly, I mean, sometimes I guess it really depends on the type of man you deal with, to be honest. If he are a done up type of dude, then you might expect to wanna be extensions laid out, you know, just make sure you're on point, just because maybe it's some match of fly type of thing for me. I don't know. One thing for sure, honey, it's hard going to the club natural, honey, okay? Bitch come up in there fly as hell, pressed out, leave with a fucking poof ball on her head. No. Looking like motherfucking Kirby, nigga, no. Fuck that. Y'all know I'm a fool, okay? Some real nigga shit. But, in all honesty, I feel like a man should love everything. When Meek Mill said something about, like, get rid of the what? The lace fronts. Bro, what? That's how our hair growing. That's why these women taking these damn wigs off and they got all this hair down their back. Because, I mean, it's a lot to deal with. And I'm trying to tell you that natural life, honey. But whatever. Now, what I can say, Anton, baby boy. I would not necessarily say that women are hard to understand. It's really about the communication that you have with your woman or the woman that you're dealing with. A lot of times, and like I say, this is my mental notes, this is my honest opinion, this is just how I feel. Because at the end of the day, this, I'm a woman. A lot of times, we are unheard. Well, we feel like we're unheard. Because we may say something, and it get redirected into something else, and our issue to begin with was never even addressed. But, I mean, hey, I feel like if men and women learn how to communicate on a I understand you and you understand me, then we good. Then I understand how I should either move or what I should be saying, or even as far as I understand why you mad and you deal with it. You either talk it out or you don't and you let it go. Because if it just drag on, then what? The energies be thrown off. And then women are hard to understand. No, people are just hard to understand, to be honest, because nobody is willing to overstand anybody. You feel me? Like, that's really what it is. I mean, we go into situations with all relationships, really, and that's friendships included, with all intentions of what you feel like a friend should be, and forget about how they know a friendship should be. They might not even have the same ideas of what a friendship or a relationship should be. I mean, hey, it's just ease mental notes, you know what I mean? We gotta learn how to overstand. But it's all good. Why? Because we gonna talk to my boo. Hey, boo.
What's happening with you, baby?
You wanna do like a whole intro? You know, like, hey, why not? Well, ooh, this is cool. Hey, boo.
What's happening, baby?
But no, we have to kick the shits with them, babe. You know, we be having some real nigga moments. And we gonna keep it real nigga with y'all. No, this isn't gonna be like a regular interview, and to me, all my interviews are not gonna be the same. All my interviews are gonna, but they're really gonna be some down, chill, grow one, and just chill out and be authentically yourself. Because why not? It's your mental note. When you with ease mental notes, we in the whole mental universe. But shit, I made it up. Enter the. So what's up?
Just chilling.
Who are you?
My name is The Season. I'm Eve's boo. You know what I'm saying? And I'm an up and coming artist. I'm actually signed with Zaytoven. And got a lot of great things going on this year. Got a dope upcoming project, and I got a single called Gold out right now. Shit going crazy.
It was definitely on the last episode, okay? Work with me with my whole tags and everything, guys. This is my first time ever recording, okay? But he was the wonderful artist behind that last episode. Just saying.
And, I mean, first, I wanna say I'm very, very proud of you with this whole thing, because... Oh. I remember it was just an idea.
Okay.
And
I was crying in a car.
And followed through. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Let's get it.
Okay. Boom, boom. Love you.
Love you too.
All right. So, which one would you like to talk about first? Natural hair or... Women being hard to understand.
Let's tackle the women being hard to understand.
Okay. You heard what I said, right? Mm-hmm. So what do you feel? Do you feel, first off, do you even feel like women are hard to understand?
I feel no one's hard to understand. It's just people don't choose to understand one another. People only focus on what they understand, what they're accustomed to. So, you know, even with a relation, you know what I'm saying? When you grow up, you're not thinking about anything else other than what you put on, what you're used to. So, to be approached with something new, a new idea, a new understanding of something, it can be a bit challenging.
I mean, I definitely understand. I definitely agree for sure. I mean, it's like, but when it comes to men and women, how can we get to that level of understanding for men and women? For us both to be on that same, I guess, playing field.
I think just the idea has to be presented, and not just presented, but we have to practice it.
No, you know, I definitely feel for sure.
And a lot of people don't show that. The only things that are being promoted is men and women not getting each other.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's all we know. Everybody's like, shit, I'm gonna get my shit off. Whatever I'm feeling, that's all that's important. I'm just getting my shit off. It's never turned around, okay, let me see what the other person's perspective is and why they think that's what it is. And then the other person has to do it in return. It's never that way. We're always at war.
I mean, but why do you feel that way? I personally feel like we're at war because of the lack of communication that we have.
Definitely.
I feel like not even just communication, but listening.
Listen, that's what it is. Nobody listens to each other. Again, it goes back to what I'm saying. It's like, the focus is my point, and that is right. I mean, but you might not necessarily be right. Who's to say that's the right thing?
So what do you think? Okay, so with that being said, do you feel like... when it comes to women and men in relationships, women, well, I guess it's like back to the question, why are women so hard to understand? I guess it depends on who you are, right?
Absolutely.
Because if you don't, it's really with self. It's really about within your own understanding, to be honest. Because now, I mean, I don't know.
I think it's there's definitely different levels to the type of women that are out there. There's no one the same. So, you know, there's a group of women that are probably a little bit more difficult to understand because of just where their mental is. There's some that's a little easier, you know what I'm saying? So, really, it's just people just gotta just, like I said earlier, just open their minds up to let me just really understand this person. Let me figure this person out. Don't nobody don't want to figure nothing out no more.
Right.
Everybody just my way or the highway.
Because people really have to understand that knowing somebody for a year doesn't mean that you know that person. Because you don't really understand how deep you can go with the same person. Like, you feel me? They've lived 28 years and you've only known them for 1 year of their 28 years. Like, you feel me? You don't understand the type of person that they used to be that they're trying to overcome. They could be in a whole process of being somebody else that they were not just a year and a half ago, before they even met you.
That's true. It's just, you know, both of them have to... When you enter a relationship, right? It's it's no longer you and
right.
just your perspective and just your way and what you think is right.
Right.
That's you true. Have to get into a relationship understanding that, okay, I'm in a relationship with a whole nother different type of person. I know it's going to be some differences in there. It can't always be, okay, yeah, I agree on that too. That shit don't work like that. It's okay, this is what I know. And this is right. I don't give a fuck what you talking about. But it has to be okay. Even though I feel like I'm right, and this is what I know, let me see what this other person that I'm in this relationship with is thinking and how they think about it. I mean, we both have to listen to each other at some point if we're going to be true partners.
That's true.
You know,
I feel like it's really about finding a balance.
That's exactly what it is.
Literally finding a balance.
A real balance.
A real, legit balance. To where you and that person, or if we're speaking from just men, women as far as relationships go, and what men should be doing if they don't understand women is communication.
I'm pretty sure everybody can tell you exactly what the fuck they want. But if you never ask,
right, you can never, don't assume. Don't assume. Don't assume. Because why you assuming? How you gonna assume? Because if you assume, then technically your miscommunication is within yourself, because you're making up your own shit that you didn't even ask about. You assume that this person knew how to move when they wasn't even taught to move that way. Just because you move that way don't mean they move that way. So maybe you need to ask them before you think, like, before you all upset, like, man, I just don't understand this person. Well, are you trying to overstand? Are you trying to really get to know why this person, like, are you asking any questions? Are you okay? So what's up? Like,
I tell you something, even something I want to do with you, you know, because we've been a couple years in this thing now.
Right.
And we have yet to do this. And I think everybody should do this. I think everybody, why is what you want and what makes you happy a secret? Both of y'all sit down. Mm-hmm. We both sit down. This is what we're going to do. One day we're going to plan that. We're going to have lunch, drink. I don't know. You want to be out in the nature or whatever. I don't give a fuck. Whatever we need to be.
Okay.
Grab a pencil and pad.
Mm-hmm.
And ask each other, what don't you like?
Mm-hmm.
Give me everything. Give me everything that you don't like. Tell me everything you like. Tell me what makes you happy, and tell me what makes you sad. And lay it all out there. What you expect in a relationship? These type of questions.
Because mm-hmm. you don't really know what people expect.
I can't really 100% say I know all of those answers from you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I haven't asked them.
Right.
You don't know about me.
Right. Because at the end of the day, my idea of love in a relationship is totally different from how your idea of love and how a relationship is supposed to go when we first got together. That's a fact.
Right.
Because everybody has a different path. Everybody has dealt with people differently. They, you know, that's just a fact.
Everybody's upbringing is different.
It's different, right. Right. There's different factors that play into it. So, understanding comes with overstanding, and once you overstand a person's life and well-being and where they come from, then there is no miscommunication or no understanding. Like, you overstand everything at that point, because then you know how to move.
I really feel like for men, we have to sometimes, and this is for everybody to understand, you gotta think about this shit, like, for real. A man, usually his mental is always focused on taking care of his household. You know what I'm saying? Juggling the bullshit. Keeping the family from harm. You know, there's so many hacks that comes around taking care of the family that we have to focus on. Sometimes something like checking on your woman and seeing what her mental is, where she at emotionally, and things like that. That'll slip through the cracks. Checking on your kids, seeing, you know what I'm saying, how their lives, because they got their own little lives. You remember when you was in fifth grade?
Right.
You remember when you was in middle school, high school? You got your own your life. It might not be where you at, but it's still a life.
And I really feel like that's important. Like, you know, just because of the thing, you never know what's going on in people's lives. You may think you know what it seems like, but that ain't true. And you don't really know. Just that.
And then I believe the women have to understand that we don't forget about your feelings or your well-being or where you're at mentally and things like that and emotionally. It's just sometimes we get caught up into those, like all the hats I was talking about. So we have to understand, okay, if you're not getting what you want to get from your mate, understand that they're just going through their roles as a part of this partnership, and you're going through yours.
But I think it is a communication thing. You know what I'm saying? If you feel like you are in a position, or you feel like you're not getting enough attention, or if you feel like you're not getting what you need out of the relationship, you should be vocal about that.
That's exactly what I was trying to say.
And then as a man, you need to be vocal. It's not, no, okay, babe, just kind of smooth it over. It has to legitimately be, well, this is what's going on with me, babe. So what can we do so we both can get what we want? What do you need from me to do? Understanding that this is what I'm doing for us. I think that, I mean, that's how the level of communication has to be. It has to be literally a 360. What can I do for you to help us? Let me help you help.
Both men and women need to do that.
Yeah, that's a fact. Both.
I remember everybody. I wish it was like, it was really like this, right? Like everyone really was like, if everybody got this simple way of thinking, like, okay, let me make sure I do everything in my power to make this person happy. Stop worrying about what you need and what you trying to get and what you got to get out of this situation is being, because you're focusing on, okay, I'm doing for my partner, and if the other partner reciprocates that shit, everybody is getting what they need, because everybody is making sure and making a conscious effort to make sure their partner is happy. Don't nobody do that. People think this way. Well, if you do this, then I'm gonna do this for you. That's asshole fucking backwards, man. That ain't fucking love. What the fuck? How you love me? You thinking about what you can get out of it? No, love me. That need to be the only thing on your fucking mind, and loving you is gonna be the only thing on my fucking mind. That's how it's supposed to be. It's no different from you and your child. It's a selfless business.
It has to be. That's the only way it's gonna be able to work. Because I mean, at the end of the day, it's who you're gonna be spending all the, like, you should be wanting to spend all your time. This is our perspective about this shit. Everybody in their mama is the same. You know what I'm saying? He was raised with his parents together his whole life. I was raised with my mom, single parent, but my great grandparents been married for 75 years. So I understand how, you know, relationships should go. You know, just thinking about doing unto others as you want done unto you. I mean, communication is key. Say what's up, so let me spill how I feel and be okay with it. And you should accept how I feel and give your perspective of it. Clear the air, okay? What we gonna do about it? If it ain't shit about it, then cool, let that shit go. If there is some shit that needs to be done about it, find the balance and try to practice that balance every day. And I didn't say apply, because the shit not going to happen overnight. That's where people get fucked up. People just be like, oh, this shit just supposed to happen tomorrow. Like, babe, you know, I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? I'll never do it again. I'm sorry. You know, I don't be talking like that. No, it's not going to happen tomorrow. Because to me, in order for somebody to change, I take that back.
Take 30 days to form a habit.
I take that back. In order for somebody to want someone to change, they have to understand, they have to play a part in that change. because a lot of times it'd be reactions. So maybe they feel, like I said, everybody wasn't raised the same. Some people wasn't raised to move a certain way. So sometimes you got to adjust how you are for them. And if you want to still stay. I said that in my blog too, the other day. On my website, easementonotes.com. Be sure to check it out, because I know y'all niggas ain't reading my damn blog. Y'all better start reading and telling me what's up. I need to know what's going on, people. Come on now. But yeah.
I also think it just has to be, though it's not going to happen overnight, it might not happen in a month, 2 months, 6 months. I mean, it can be some work.
As long as there's progression.
There has to be a conscious effort to do better.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I mean, you know. You know, y'all already know how I be and shit. Niggas doing hand movements and... Okay. You don't even understand, you know. His handwriting ain't all that. My bad, y'all.
That fucking laugh, man.
That's pretty
but for real, though. For real. In all honesty... Shout out to Anton, because this was a really good question, because a lot of times I feel like people do feel like other people are, you know, hard to understand, or women in general are hard to understand, or more particularly, and black women are hard to understand, and we're really not that difficult, to be honest. Just listen to us, because we tell you, we really sit there and tell you what's up, and then you take it personal. Don't take it personal. But about this hair thing, so what you think, honey?
Men wanting women with natural hair?
Saying they want women with natural hair, but actually preferring extensions and weaves.
I mean, they're lying.
Quite frankly.
Say you want natural and then she get to you. He's like, nah, put that wig back on.
Right. Like, come on now.
Put the extensions back in there.
Like, how does that work? But what I can honestly say, like, it is. Like, I remember a female. I was at the Earth House. Shout out to Stoner Brown. You know what I'm saying? And it was a young lady there. And I had mentioned that I had a fade. And she was like, oh, okay. So this is a good question. I guess they were having a discussion earlier that day about how... when she goes out, now that her hair is short or a low cut fade, she doesn't get as many looks or gets an amount of phone numbers like she used to. And I told her straight up, oh no, I definitely understand. I definitely understand. Don't get it twisted, like, you know what I'm saying? I was looking fine. I mean, I'm sorry. Anybody who knew me. Past 4 years, you know. But yeah, I mean, I definitely understand. So it's hard wanting to express yourself how you really want to express yourself and people fucking with it. Men fucking with it, you know what I'm saying? Cause it's like, I mean, but I ain't gonna lie, it was some dudes that was with it, but it do fuck up your confidence when, you know, you thinking you bad and no.
Well, I would add this shit in there though. If you wanna go natural, I understand. You say you wanna go natural, it's cool. Nothing wrong with it. But you still gotta fucking maintain that shit. It don't matter how long your fucking hair is. Don't leave the fucking house looking like a fucking dirty tennis ball, for real. Like, comb your shit, brush your shit, do whatever, just like a nigga gotta do. Y'all don't want us to goddamn leave the house and all good ain't combed. Got a haircut last week, ain't touched it since. Y'all gonna be like, man, put a brush to that shit. And some women don't be keeping that shit tight. You gotta keep your shit lined up. You got, you know what I'm saying? You might have to do a little extra shit, like lining your shit up. You know what I'm saying? Making that shit look clean and crispy. You know, you gotta do that. You got to stay on it. Just because you got short hair don't mean you just, I don't gotta do nothing. First thing I hear a woman say, man, my shit cut off now. I ain't gotta do nothing.
But it do be even when your hair on point, niggas be playing with her. Okay.
Yeah, I've been seeing some shit. Hey, I seen some shit, man, for real. And so, you know, that's why I say, just make sure you just keep your shit tight. You know what I mean? If you want to go natural, I'm with it. Like I said, I'm with the shit. I'm all for it. You just don't not maintain that shit. Gotta do it. Shit, we do.
Shit, I was at the barbershop for 2 weeks. Shout out to Marlon. Shout out to motherfucking Marlon. I went to one other barber one time and I couldn't get in to see him, and I went to go see a lady. I'm like, cool, like I seen she got dudes here, wop, wop, whoop, whoop, whoop. Baby girl, no. I was so mad. Like, no. So mad.
And that's how you gotta be. If you like that, if you natural, it ain't gonna be no issue whatsoever. Chicks, they take care of their weed more than they real hair. How you take care of something that ain't real more than your real hair?
No, not all the time.
A lot of the time. No. Listen, they be putting their shit on motherfucking little wig heads. They got the sprays for them. They be doing everything to maintain
right
it.
Right now.
But if take that bitch off and don't put no juices and berries on that bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real.
How about
man?
That?
Real shit, man. Y'all got that bitch product out. You know what I'm saying? The whole weed done up. You look at your shit like, damn. That's why a nigga be like, that's the only way I can see a nigga being like, yeah, throw that shit. You take care of that. You don't take care of that. You take care of that, though.
Well, I guess he had that one, huh? But yeah, man, I mean, I appreciate you.
No problem, baby. Like I said, I'm so proud of you, man. This shit up, man. Keep your foot on their necks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Stay on their head, you know. Drop these email notes.
I got my own drop, so I fuck it with me. But yes, make sure y'all go ahead and follow the season. That's Season the Artist. Okay. On Instagram and YouTube, right?
Absolutely.
Yes, yes, yes. Definitely go ahead and download new single Gold. Go ahead and still rock out to Tug of War. That album is still definitely popping. You got some more stuff too on SoundCloud, right?
Yeah, I dropped a couple new things. Me and Zay Tobin just did a new song called Third Eye.
Yeah.
I just dropped that shit. Shit going dumb. Make sure y'all check that out. It's on SoundCloud. It's everywhere now.
Oh, okay.
Spotify, the whole show.
Oh, yeah.
iHeartRadio, all that shit. You know what I'm saying? So make sure y'all check that out. It's going stupid. We're about to shoot the video, the Gold. So make sure y'all stay tapped in.
If you in Atlanta, you know what I'm saying?
If you in Atlanta, you fine.
Hit them up.
And you know what I'm saying? Or you know how to dance or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You know how to be lit. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all stay tapped in.
So, all in all, I mean, you know, Fan Fridays, that's the shit. I'm gonna need to make sure y'all give me them topics, okay? Make sure y'all follow the Instagram, Ease Mental Notes. Go to the website, easementalnotes.com. I mean, shit, you can follow me too, TaylorEve.official. But yeah, I mean, I hope y'all rock with this. You know what I mean? I'm gonna try to do something a little special for y'all on Monday as well. So stay tuned. But keep rocking with me. For real, man. Hit up the contact section. Let me know how y'all feel. Talk to me. I need to hear you talk your shit. I wanna hear so I can really talk back. Like, I'm really trying to make this conversation. You're just gonna have me talk to myself and shit. Man, I'm the only child. Why you think I'm doing this shit? I've been thinking out loud. Ooh, y'all like that? It ain't talking to yourself, it's thinking out loud. It's a difference. I just be saying some real nigga shit. So now I'm sharing it with y'all. Tapping to East Mental Nose. Tapping to East Mental Nose. And we out. We out. Peace out. Y'all be safe.
Hit me. It's Ease Mental Notes. I said Ease Mental Notes. Check me out.